Now you're in the front courtyard. Look at the two long rows of stone stelae on the east and west sides. 198 stelae in total. They are the imperial examination archives of three dynasties, Yuan, Ming, and Qing. Each stone records the same kind of person, those who passed the palace examination, called Jinshi. The name, hometown, and rank of each successful candidate is carved into the stone. The 198 stelae break down by dynasty, 3 from the Yuan, 77 from the Ming, starting from 1416, and 118 from the Qing, running until the exam was abolished in 1905. As I said earlier, fewer than 25,000 Jinshi were chosen in over 500 years of the Ming and Qing combined. The 51,624 names in this courtyard represent all Jinshi of the Yuan, Ming, and Qing dynasties together. This is the most complete official record of Imperial Chinese civil service selection that exists anywhere. To make sense of these stones, you first need to understand what Jinshi means. The imperial exam had three rounds. The first round was held in each province. It was called the provincial examination. Those who passed were called Churen. The pass rate was extremely low. It was common for a man to take this exam well into his 50s and still fail. There is a famous scene in an 18th century Chinese novel where an old scholar who has been trying for decades finally passes. He is so overwhelmed he loses his mind on the spot. That is this exam. The second round was held in the capital. It was called the Metropolitan Examination. It ran every 3 years. The final round was overseen by the emperor himself inside the Forbidden City. It was called the Palace Examination. Anyone who passed it became a Jinshi. Across the entire Ming and Qing, the average yield was about 50 Jinshi per year.
The phrase "succeeding on the golden roster" comes from this. The gold of the roster is here, on these stones. After each round of Jinshi, the names were carved into stelae and placed in this temple. The practice began in 1313, under the second year of the Huang Qing reign of the Yuan dynasty. It continued unbroken until 1905, when the exam system was abolished, a run of almost 600 years. There are five names on these stones I'd like to point out. First, west side, second row from the back, fifth from the east, Yu Qian. In 1449, the Ming emperor was captured by the Mongol Oirite tribe at a disaster called Tumu. All of Beijing was preparing to flee south. This man stayed and organized the defense of the capital. He held off the Oirites. He wrote a famous line of verse, taught in every Chinese primary school. "Though my bones may crumble to dust, I will leave my pure name to the world." Second, east side, third from the east, Yuan Changhuan, the most important Ming general defending the empire against the rising Manchu power. In 1630, he was executed by his own emperor on charges of treason. 14 years later, the Ming dynasty fell. Third, west side, second to last row, third from the west, Lin Zexu. In 1839, on imperial orders, he destroyed over 20,000 chests of opium that British merchants had smuggled into Guangdong. That act was the direct trigger of the First Opium War. Fourth, Li Hongzhang, the most consequential diplomat of the late Qing. He signed the Treaty of Shimonoseki and the Boxer Protocol on behalf of the imperial court. His name appears throughout 19th century world diplomatic history. Fifth, and the most poignant, Shen Junru. He passed in 1904, the last class of Jinshi ever named. The very next year, the exam was abolished. Shen lived on into the People's Republic and served as the first Chief Justice of the Supreme People's Court. Of all 50,000 plus Jinshi, he was the last to die. A 1,300-year-old examination system ended in him.
You may have noticed something. Many of the inscriptions on these stones are barely legible now. 6 or 7 centuries of wind, rain, and more recently, acid rain have been slowly eating the stone. The men whose names are here all studied for 10, 20, 30 years. To get on one of these stones was the greatest moment of their lives. For many of them, even the name has faded beyond reading. In 2011, the museum built protective canopies over the stelae. That's what you're standing under right now. You can walk right up to any stone. The first three names on each stone are the top three of that year, the first, second, and third place nationwide. Look at the hometowns carved beside the names. Yunnan, Guangdong, Shanxi, Liaoning. every province of China is represented. Each stone is 1 year's national top 50.